We're rolling. All right. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalko meeting from the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, October 22nd, approximately 10 a.m., meeting for our regular scheduled commission meeting. We don't have a very long agenda and a few items to go through in admin, so I don't have any opening comments, so we'll see if my colleagues do, and we'll get rolling. Commissioner Christman?
No opening comments, but I will say it's not a very long agenda, but it's, I think, an exciting one.
Absolutely. I know that you've been up late at night thinking about the excitement of a new coal mine, so excellent. All right, Commissioner Fedorchak?
My only comment would be regarding the STB's decision that came out on the 8th. I don't think we've had a meeting since then to talk about what they actually decided after coming to North Dakota for their field hearing and taking in information from around the country, I'm sure, as well. And I was pleased with some of the items that they are requiring in the additional transparency, and I made note that they included in their order many of the things that both Commissioner Christman and I requested that they start doing in our testimony to them. So I think it's a good positive first step, and we'll stay focused on this moving forward to see how the railroads respond and what the information that they're now going to be required to report reveals. So I think I was pleased with some of the things they included in their reporting requirements.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Okay, we have several items on consent. I'd move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. We'll go right to the regular agenda. I've got one item today, item BK1. I move the commission adopt the order granting a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide facility-based incumbent local exchange services in the North Veblen Exchange area, North Dakota. Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association of New Effington, South Dakota, local exchange public convenience and necessity case number PU14-682, and designating Roberts County Telephone Company Cooperative as an eligible telecommunication carrier in that exchange area, Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association of New Effington, South Dakota, designated eligible carrier application case number PU14-683.
Second.
All right, thank you. And now, where's our attorney? We need to make sure we keep those motions as long as we can. I appreciate that. In this particular case, in August of this year, Roberts County Telephone Cooperative filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide facility-based incumbent local exchange services in the North Veblen Exchange. Also in August of this year, Roberts County filed an application for expansion of ETC designation service area in the North Veblen Exchange. And North Veblen is a town in South Dakota, but just for the sake of reference, the Veblen Exchange customers in North Dakota basically are southwest of Hankinson, right along that North Dakota-South Dakota border. In August of this year, the commission issued a notice opportunity for a consolidated hearing and provided until September 23rd for comments or requests for hearing. I received no comments or requests for hearing. We held our own informal on this case. And basically what's happening is that RC Communication is merging into Roberts County. So there's really, there will be no losses in services. I feel confident that the new company, the merged company, will be able to provide the same services. So this order today means effective at roughly midnight, December 31st this year, RC Communication Inc. certificate is relinquished and it is issued to the parent company, Roberts County. So everything appears to be in order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Darrell. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Christman.
Thank you. First agenda item, RC1. I move the commission conditionally issue surface coal mining permit number NACC-1302 to Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, to permit 8,091.511 acres at the Coyote Creek Mine in Mercer County.
Second.
The Coyote Creek Mine is a new permit area located about 10 miles southwest of Beulah. The mine is scheduled to begin delivering coal to the Coyote Station in May of 2016. Construction began at the mine's shop and office site earlier this year following our approval of permit number 1301, which covered 84 acres. permit 1301 is included now in this 1302 permit, and all the information relevant to the initial area has been incorporated into this permit. Construction of sedimentation ponds, haul roads, and a shop and office access road will occur in 2015, along with topsoil and subsoil removal and stockpiling for the initial dragline pits. The actual mining will begin in 2016. The coal will be mined from the upper Beulah seam on about 4,530 acres of the permit area. The average annual coal production will be 2.5 million tons per year, with a projected first-year production of 1.7 million tons. Much of the remaining acreage will be disturbed for soil and overburden stockpiles, access and haul roads, and water management structures, all used in support of mining activities. Coal removal from this permit is expected to continue until 2040. The predominant pre-mining land use in this permit area are native grassland. That makes up over 80% of it. And there's some annual crops and hay crops. The acreage of each post-mining land use will be somewhat similar to the pre-mine conditions. There is one occupied farmstead located in this area. At this time, Coyote Creek does not propose to disturb the farmstead or to conduct mining operations within 500 feet of any farm building. The road leading to the farmstead is not scheduled for disturbance, and alternative access will be provided to the land for the owners and tenants. In addition to the 9 standard conditions, there are 2 special conditions attached to this permit. The permit area contains federal coal tracts that have not been leased. Coyote Creek Mining Company has obtained obtained the appropriate leases to disturb the surface of those federal tracts to the extent necessary for conducting mining operations on adjoining tracts where the coal is privately or state-owned. The company intends to mine portions of these federal tracts following issuance of a federal coal lease by the Bureau of Land Management. The federal coal lease must be issued, and the Department of the Interior must approve the mine plan covering federal coal tracts prior to removing overburden and coal on any of the federal coal tracts. So special permit condition number 1 attached to the approval of this 1302 permit will prohibit any overburden or coal removal from the federal coal tracts until the applicant receives the coal lease and the Secretary of Interior approves the federal mine plan. The company obtained approval from Mercer County to close a section line right-of-way to construct the shop and office facilities. They will request additional right-of-way closures in the future, so special condition number 2 will be attached to the permit, requiring Coyote Creek Mining Company to provide the commission with copies of the road authority's approval documents within 30 days of the approval date. The applicant has requested some variances from the contemporaneous reclamation requirements that normally require rough grading to be completed within 180 days of coal removal. They are related to the backfill area required to accommodate pre-benching operations and to incorporate the box cut spoils into post-mining topography within the first 5 years of mining. The requested variances from the 180-day grading and three-year seeding requirements are justified. Coyote Creek Mining published the permit application notice in the Beulah Beacon, the Hazen Star, and the Bismarck Tribune newspapers in March and April of 2014. We notified the appropriate agencies, the affected landowners, and advisory committee members of the revision application. No objections or requests for informal conference were received on this application. A surety bond has been submitted for the first increment area, which is 2,089 acres. That's for utilities, the shop and office area, access roads, sedimentation ponds, diversions, and stockpiles. The Reclamation Division has determined that to cover the reclamation, the restoration, and abatement work for these disturbances, a bond in the amount of $4.6 million is sufficient. The surety bond filed by Coyote Creek Mining Company is in the amount of $5 million, so they exceeded it. The Reclamation Division has completed its review. It's an exhaustive review of this application, and they recommend that it be conditionally approved. I may have some closing comments before we vote, too.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just want to make a couple comments to further elaborate on your comment that it was an exhaustive review. In talking with Jim, we couldn't calculate the exact number of staff hours that were used or devoted to this, but it was easily in the hundreds of hours, if not into the thousands of hours of staff time that were devoted to reviewing this application over the course of the last 12 months. They worked really closely with the company on efforts to minimize impacts, to have really solid water management plans, to avoid sensitive areas whenever possible, and to have the best possible reclamation plans in place ahead of time that will be, you know, adapted as the actual mining occurs. I think it's also interesting to note that this mine will generate enough coal to provide electricity for almost 250,000 homes a year. So 250,000 homes a year will likely receive electricity, affordable, reliable baseload electricity provided by coal-fired generation, 250,000 homes per year. So it's a solid new resource for our state, good new employer, 125 full-time jobs when it's fully operational. And I think it's just an example of really thorough partnership between the industry and the regulators here at the PSC to come up with a good plan to use our state's resources in an environmentally safe and sound way to the benefit of all the people who are going to be using this power. So I'm pleased with this process and happy to support it.
Is there further discussion?
I'll just want to point out, Julie mentioned the many hundreds of hours that are involved here. There's also, you know, probably, I don't know, almost an unimaginable number of documents that would be involved if over the years we hadn't evolved to electronically working on these things and what the mine and people are able to send in on disks and we process here and have fabulous state-of-the-art maps and everything. I think really emphasizes the importance of not only technology, but our technology team here at the commission that's been able to work with industry and make things like this happen. So I think there's a big credit to them. However many hundreds of hours have been spent working on this, it would be a lot more than that if we didn't use technology that works out with the mines. The other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, despite the EPA's war on this resource, coal is a cornerstone of an electric system that is dependable and affordable. And I think this long-term commitment is going to help our electric system and our economy in general for decades to come. And it's an important day at the commission, an important day for North Dakota and the Midwest.
Just another quick shout-out to Randy Kowalski, who spearheaded the permitting process over the last year and was the lead on that from the agency. Nice work, Randy. I know Guy Welch did a lot of focus work, too, with his range land science and woodland science expertise. And so we really have great experts at the PSC that have devoted their knowledge and wisdom onto this project and I think are going to help make it work for the best environmentally long term.
And to jump on one more time, there's one more credit that I think should be mentioned, and that is the people at Coyote Creek Mining and North American Coal in general have worked diligently to get us the information we need to do a good job. And I think hats off to them, too, on putting together a good plan and making sure that we always had the information we needed.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
RC2, I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-14-750, canceling warehouse license number 1253, issued to Allied Energy Incorporated, doing business as Allied Grain at Bremen, North Dakota, and ordering that business at Bremen is discontinued effective immediately.
Second.
On October 13th, Allied Energy filed a request to discontinue business for its facility at Bremen. There are no outstanding storage obligations at Bremen, and the facility is empty. This warehouse was sold to an individual for private use. I just may have a comment or two at the end, but I'll see if there's anything else to add. That's all I have for now, though.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
We'll see none. I just will point out Bremen is about 20 miles northeast of Fessenden, the county seat of Wells County. And if you look on the if you Google Bremen, first of all, you know, you get the city in Germany where most immigrants left coming here. That was the port city where most people left Europe to come here. But Bremen, North Dakota, there's this very cool old stone structure bank there, and it's the pictures I've seen look rather dilapidated. The doors and windows are broken down, the ceiling's fallen in, but it is such a cool structure, and apparently was home to a big bank robbery one time and a lot of things. But sadly, if people from the area, you know, one of the things that they often comment about, the big thing in Bremen every year, the big celebration, was elevator days. The elevator would always put on this big thing, and I suppose with it going into private hands, it's Bremen or elevator days at Bremen become just a part of history and folklore now.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
I wonder how many elevator days Leo Reinbold spoke at.
All of them.
Okay, moving on to RC3. I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-14-751, granting the request of Allied Energy Incorporated, doing business as Allied Grain of Edgeley, North Dakota, to operate a 1,113,000 bushel grain warehouse at Ypsilanti, North Dakota, effective immediately.
Second.
On October 13, Ypsilanti Farmers Elevator Company filed a request to reduce the licensed capacity at Ypsilanti from 1,316,000 bushels to 203,000 bushels. They informed us that they will continue licensing the 203,000 bushel wood annex. However, the remainder of the facility has been leased to Allied Energy. Also on October 13th, Allied Energy filed a grain warehouse license application to operate the remaining 1,113,000 bushel warehouse at Ypsilanti. Allied Energy informed the commission if their license application is approved, all Ypsilanti open storage and price later sale contract obligations will be assumed by Allied Energy. Ypsilanti said their intentions, this was the Farmers Elevator Company, said their intentions are to sell the grain inventory in the wood annex and after the first of the year pay the farmers for the deferred payment contracts that they retain, you know, that in deference to the farmers' wishes to not receive that money till after the first of the year. Commission staff verified the grain inventory in the wood annex and recommended the request be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Are you going to give us background on Ypsilanti?
I will. Just a little briefing. It's about 20 miles south and east of Jamestown. And I don't know as much about Ypsilanti historically, but as far as the future, it looks like they're going to have an elevator open and doing business.
And it's a fun name to say.
Always fun name to say, and people think we might be from Michigan if we don't mention North Dakota when we say it.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fedorchak.
I have just one item today. I move the commission suspend the tariff filing and issue a notice of filing and notice of opportunity for hearing in MDU Company, a division of MD Resources Group, Inc., 2014 Transmission Facility Cost Recovery Rates Case Number PU-14-734.
Second.
This is a in 2012, May of 2012, the Commission approved MDU's cost adjustment rate 59 tariff, and that has been in place. This request is to adjust the tariff to reflect the actual costs incurred through August 31st, 2014, and the projected costs through December of 2015. This is actually a request to decrease the rates, which is always a nice thing for customers. Currently, the projected 2015 net transmission expenses for North Dakota are $3.5 million. This is offset by an over-recovery of the current period's cost of the over-recovery is $1.036 million, resulting in a total of $2.4 million to be recovered through these rates. And it is an adjustment of 60 cents per month decrease for the average residential customer. This is just a request for a notice of opportunity for hearing. We will look at this through an informal hearing at some point in the next couple of weeks and go through what exact projects are included in this, et cetera. Anybody from the public who has comments or wants to request a hearing must file with us by November 26th. That's all I have on that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Concludes my portfolio.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Daryl. Just a couple comments. This afternoon, the commission has an informal hearing on Paradigm Midstream Services, a crude oil pipeline. Tomorrow, the commission will be in Beulah for a wind farm hearing as well as a associated transmission line. And the only comment I would close with is that a lot of states and a lot of commissions and a lot of, I guess, state governments talk about a truly all-of-the-above energy portfolio, but very few states do it. And I think today, just a testament to North Dakota, is doing it all-of-the-above. We approved a new coal mine. We're going to a wind farm hearing tomorrow. We continue to have natural gas projects. We have our investor-owned utilities use energy storage. So a lot of people talk about it, but North Dakota, we're actually doing an all-of-the-above energy portfolio. So that's my closing comments. Commissioner Crisman?
Just to add to it, seems like a lot of action up there in Mercer County and District 33. So
you notice District 33 has really, really jumped forward since there's a change in that state Senate seat?
Charting the path.
I couldn't pass that up, Randy.
I'm leaving that one going.
Commissioner Fedorch.
I have no closing comments.
All right. Any questions at all from the audience?
Jessica, your chance to ask us questions if you have any on the project. You sure? This is usually our time. Okay. I mean, it's open forum for media at this point, and then we kind of go into another section of the work. So,
I guess the only question I would have is with the 125 full-time jobs that are being created, how many of those are going to have to be hired over from Dakota Westmoreland if they can't get a coal contract?
I would assume that the company would be the best to answer that question, and there's some representatives from the company here. So,
yeah, the hiring and those kinds of things are just parts of the whole process that we don't get involved in.
Okay. Anything else, Jessica? No? Okay. Going once, going twice. Let's do this. Let's close the official portion of our meeting, then let's reconvene again at 25 till. Is that enough time?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.